and Mark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After announcing a rare earth minerals deal with Australia, President Trump says he's confident he and China's President Xi can finalize a trade deal before a new round of tariffs kick in for China on November 1st. China recently said it would limit its export of rare earth metals.
We have a tremendous power, and that's the power of tariff. And I think that China will come to the table and make a very fair deal. Because if they don't, they're going to be paying us 157% in tariffs.
Analysts say tariffs typically get passed on to businesses and U.S. consumers. Hamas announced it is handing over another Israeli captive to the Red Cross today and then on to the IDF for identification. The body located Sunday, Hamas says, in Gaza. It is day 20 of the federal government shutdown. Democrats and Republicans remain deadlocked over restoring health care benefits. The Senate takes up another vote tonight on a measure to end the shutdown. It's not expected to pass. This is ABC News. Amazon Web Services say it's pinpointed the issue that caused worldwide outages for its web clients. Problems, though, still persisting. ABC's Mike DeBusky has more.
Websites for the Wall Street Journal, Pinterest, Verizon, Delta Airlines, and others continued to have problems into midday following a major outage at Amazon Web Services in the overnight hours. Amazon accounts for about a third of the cloud computing market, which means when it has problems, it affects major swaths of the internet.
Halloween just around the corner. Americans projected to spend billions on the spooky holiday this year. That boost in spending also due to tariffs and commodity prices, raising those costs.
The suspects making off with
poor growing conditions in countries where cocoa is produced, and the tit-for-tat over tariffs are driving up the price of chocolate and Halloween costumes and decorations, respectively. But rising prices haven't dampened Americans' appetite for All Hallows' Eve.
ABC's Jim Ryan, Michelle Franz, and ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. The Packers got their first road win of the season against the Arizona Cardinals last night. Micah Parsons racked up a career-high 3 sacks in the game. A Packers stand-in kicker nailed a franchise-record 61-yard field goal in his first week on the job, shattering the previous best of 58, which belonged to Mason Crosby. Now the world is waiting to see if Parsons can manage to sack former Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers next week when the Packers take on the Steelers in Pittsburgh. The Green Bay boy, whose disappearance had people worried Saturday with an Amber Alert, has been found safely. Green Bay police issued the alert for a 4-year-old boy last seen at his Clement Street home Saturday morning. Police say that boy was found and reunited with his family later that day. You have a great chance to see a light show in the sky this week. There is a double comet alert. After a year without any comets bright enough to be seen with the naked eye, two are coming at once. Scientists say the comet Swan will be closest to Earth tonight and the brighter comet Lemon tomorrow night. The comets are part of the annual Orionid meteor shower produced by Halley's Comet. The Orionids are the main event in the fall meteor season. You can look for them just north of the constellation Orion, hence the shower's name. NASA calls the Orionids one of the most beautiful showers of the year. You should be able to see both comets about an hour and a half after sunset. Tomorrow night's will be brighter than tonight's. You'll have to stay up past midnight, though, to catch the whole meteor shower. Scientists estimate the best viewing time to be after midnight tomorrow night. And forecast maps show the fall colors will peak this week in the Green Bay area. Many counties to the north are already at peak color, with some places in central and southern Wisconsin only 25%. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
A comeback win for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers scored in the final 2 minutes to beat the Cardinals 27-23 here at State Farm Stadium. Matt LaFleur, on a critical 4th-and-2, decided to let Jordan Love keep a winning drive alive with a pass to Tucker Kraft.
For Matt to decide to go for that right there in that situation, to have that confidence in the offense for us to go make a play, and then for us to go out there and do it. You know, that's one of those, it's one of those decisions that, you know, it's going to suck if we don't get it, but when you do, it pays off like that when you go out there and get the win. And then obviously to finish off with a touchdown was huge.
Tucker Kraft had 5 catches for 58 yards, including a touchdown play that they ran last week against the Bengals.
It's a big play within our offense. You know, we're just tallying them up at this point because we run it so often. We know that they know.
So the Packers improved to 4-1-1 and for now remain atop of their division. Tonight, it's the Lions and Buccaneers in Detroit on Monday Night Football with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cloud set to increase for your Monday afternoon. South winds up to 25 with highs in the lower 60s. Tonight we'll see some showers in the area, lows in the lower 40s. Or shower chances Tuesday, partly sunny, cooler with highs near 50.
WGBW. Some Emmys handed out over the weekend. Kind of a surprise in one of the categories. That is coming up.
Bad move. 97.9 WGBW. Great music without any pumpkin spice.
97.9 FM.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag when you know she's been untrue.
97.9 WGBW. That's the Raspberries. And they always hand out the Oscar Awards, and then those are the best movies, and then the Raspberry Awards, which are the worst movies. And I thought, when I saw the Emmys be handed out this weekend, and then I saw who won for Best Talk Show Host, I thought maybe it was a Raspberry edition. Because I like Drew Barrymore in movies. I liked her in Scream. I like her as a person. Do not like that talk show at all, but she won for Best Talk Show Host. And Drew, this was her first ever Emmy, I can imagine. But also General Hospital won the most Emmys with 7 for Best Daytime Drama. Entertainment Tonight picked up 2. Inside Editions host Deborah Norville won the Lifetime Achievement Award.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my 2 sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866.
It may be getting a little cold, but guess what? There's still fish to catch. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Saturday, October 25th, at the Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary, it is Kids Fishing Day, a free event from 10 until 3 p.m. for kids ages 5 through 17 to have hands-on instruction and learn new skills about fishing. They'll provide the gear, the guidance, and the good times. So check it out. Head to WGBW.fm and click events to learn more.
97.9 WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Up on the roof, up on the roof. When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face,
up on the roof,
I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
Up on the roof,
on the roof, it's peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet. Noise down in the street. On the roof, the only place I know, where you just have to wish to make it so. Let's go up on the roof.
Up on the roof.
Thank you.
keep a telling you right smack dab in the middle of town. I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof. Up on the roof. Oh, come on, baby.
You will soon hear the next local news update from our WGBW newsroom right here on Local News and Timeless Hits. We're on 97.9 FM.
Everybody's gonna jump for joy. Come on. Gets here, all the pigeons gonna run to him. Come on without. Gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze. Come on without.
Come on.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and a bipartisan bill to help women who need extra screenings is advancing in the legislature. Thanks to decades of public health announcements, most women know they should be getting a yearly mammogram after turning 40. However, up to 40% of women have dense breast tissue, which means a mammogram is unlikely to detect cancer. That means those women could be getting a clean bill of health when actually something's wrong. Right now in Wisconsin, most insurance companies will cover some of the costs for those extra screenings for women in need. But that means women are often paying at least a portion out of pocket. A current bill recently passed unanimously by the Senate is named after Gail Zayer. She's a Wisconsin woman who died of breast cancer after mammograms missed it more than once. Gail's law would require insurance companies to cover those extra screenings for women with dense breast tissue. The bipartisan group of women behind the bill say they're looking forward to bringing it to the assembly floor. The Packers came out on top in their first road win of the season against the Cardinals. Micah Parsons had a career-high 3 sacks, and the Packers' substitute kicker set a franchise record for nailing a 61-yard field goal. The Packers beat the Cardinals with a final score of 27-23. They'll take on the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers next Sunday in Pittsburgh. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds set to increase for your Monday afternoon. South winds up to 25 with highs in the lower 60s. Tonight we'll see some showers in the area, lows in the lower 40s. More shower chances Tuesday, partly sunny, cooler with highs near 50. It's 60 at our studios. We'll be right back.
local news, and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW, streaming for you at WGBW.fm.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet, sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end some. My window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. You know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you. Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again.
You spoke it, baby. to hold you, hold you again. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of loves, but they're never gonna see another one like I had with you. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of loves, but they're never gonna see another one like I had with you.
News and timeless hits on 97.9 and WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna. I think you too will be rooting for my man Baker Mayfield tonight and the Buccaneers as they play the Lions, because a division loss for the Lions is always good for the Packers. So go Bucks tonight on Monday Night Football. Also, even though the Brewers aren't playing, there is a Game 7 between the Mariners and the Blue Jays. So if you do want to watch some more baseball before the World Series, whoever wins that game will go on to play the Dodgers. If you don't care anything about sports, The Voice is on, and they continue the battle rounds on NBC. But if you do want to hear more about any type of ball, we have Mike Clemens coming up at 1 right here on WGBW.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Missing Lou Rugani and the Music of the Stars on WGBW Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. until noon? Then tune in to 96.5 and 98.3 FM WISS or the Civic Media app. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve the quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's Music of the Stars, now on 96.5 and 98.3 FM and the Civic Media app.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Another day, another night, I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely. Just getting worse. Any smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
Johnny Rivers learned how to play the guitar from his dad and his uncle. For local news and timeless hits, we're 97.9 WGBW. My family, yeah, no musical talent whatsoever. Just none.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you?
Those visiting Northeast Wisconsin for the fall colors, take the leaves, leave your money.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. She needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained or nothing's lost. At such a cost. Change with every new day. Still I'm gonna miss you. there's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. In life unkind.
Cousin Billy would take me walking out through the backyard, we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Lord, who he was.
Yes, he was.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. You have yourself a great Monday afternoon. Eric Westfall is in next to take you on through and keep you company. And I'll see you tomorrow.
Kentucky woman, she shine with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day, that's all wrong, looks all right. And I love her. God knows I love her. Kentucky woman. She get to know you, she got to own you, Kentucky woman. Well, she ain't the kind make heads turn at the drop of her name. Something inside that she's got turned you on just the same. And she loves me, God knows she loves me, Kentucky woman. She get to know you, she got to own you, Kentucky woman.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The government shut down in day 20, impacting furloughed federal workers and Americans who rely on government services, including farmers. Joe Maxwell is a fourth-generation farmer and president of Farm Action Fund.
While we're in harvest, it's now that farmers begin to prepare their fields and to make plans for next spring, for spring planting. So it's really a critical time for the government to be shut down, really puts the farmers in a horrible personal stress, financial stress for the farmers.